And this is the Global Church of God. And this is your host, Dr. Christian. Global Church of God. It's the first nation and worldwide online church. We reach the whole world. And we have listeners around the United States and around the whole globe. We teach you the biblical principles that are tested within thousands of years. Within thousands of years, the proof is that these principles bring the results, the good results in life, also in your life. Our website is based on the church name, Global Church of God. We abbreviate it with three letters, GCG. But as a website, it starts with www.gcg1.org.weebly.com. Weebly is the web provider, and it is weebly.com. Well, I obviously believe that you know this website, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. We take the material from the Bible and prove to you with the material that it brings life success. The best way in your whole family to teach these principles to yourself and to your family members, including all your children of any age, is to have a family meeting weekly in a certain day that you all decide that it's going to have a 2 or 3 hours meeting. Then everyone can be present in the meeting, and you handle in that family meeting the material that you have decided 1 week earlier to start study, and then you discuss the material in that family meeting. Someone leads the meeting, including someone in the rotating basis, including your children. That's how also your children will learn certain group meeting techniques, and they can sign in their school. Have also in the meeting all the babies and all children of any age present, that they will get used to this kind of material and handle that material well in their adult life. To apply the information is the key here. There's a saying, knowledge is power, but I tell you, that's a wrong statement. The correct statement goes, knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. So apply the knowledge what you hear here. Discuss this material together with your children so that they will learn to apply that and apply that in their life also when they are adult and anymore no more with you. Then they will teach the material and principles to their own children, and everyone will be thankful for you for the rest of your life that you have bothered taking these issues up and taught them to everyone. These principles will learn and teach and train everyone to succeed in life in a correct, healthy manner, result-bringing manner. Start the material in our website in Success Logic. Towards the end, there is 101 pieces of evidence that we have placed there that God put and placed in the Bible as a proof for us all to believe the Bible exists true. Namely, there are 101 pieces of evidence that are science facts, or predictions for the future, or some other facts. But those people who God dictated the biblical text could not possibly have known, but they still wrote it down in Bible text. How would they write down something? How would they write something that they couldn't have possibly known? That proves that somebody who knew the secrets of the universe, or somebody who is above us and knows everything, knows the future, knows the past, knows all the science facts, that proves that somebody who knew all those things must have dictated the facts to these people who wrote the Bible text down. Now, the Bible says God dictated the text, and God chose the people whom he used as his secretaries. Mostly he used Jewish people. By using Jewish people, he had chosen the whole Jewish people as his nation, where Jesus, his only begotten son, would be born and come as a form of a human being, as a God, into this world. Why would God send his begotten son to save us from this misery, what we have with us and ourselves? The devil, that was an archangel in heaven, was kicked out from heaven because he started rebelling with his supporters and wanted to be a head God, and was placed here on earth. Then God created the human beings, the two first ones, Adam and Eve, to be stronger than the devil, with the same powers of mind, very much like he himself, the God of heavenly power and glory was. Now, everybody knows that Adam and Eve failed. That's why we had these problems, and the Satan, the devil, became big, and is still the prince of the world. That's why we have these pollutions, that's why we have these problems, but where we have wars going on. This is all in the Bible. Now, you don't have to believe me, start believing your own eyes and your own judgment. Just start studying this. First start the study together the 101 pieces of evidence, but mix up for every meeting material from different sources, from the 101 evidence, a few of them, and then you take material study from Proverbs. That's an easy to start spot in the Bible. It's easy to start a part because it's practical information, practical success guidance and success information. And then you take some little part from the Old Testament, and then part from the New Testament, and part from the Revelation. And then also from our organization, related organization that is a science organization, Save the American Family, abbreviated SDAF, and the website is www.sdaf1.com, and from there in tab services, and there sub that restoring any marriage, that's the family part, and take something from there. Now this sounds like much, but it's not really much when it takes a little part. The purpose, but little part of everything. The purpose is to have this going year after year until all your children are gone out from your family, and even continue after that with your own spouse, and maybe creating another family group with your friends, and study group with your friends. Today we have here material about interpretations of the future. Like the 101 petitions, the David pieces of evidence, they tell about future happenings from sometimes 100 years before they happen, sometimes even 1,000 years before they happen. And science facts that God gave to these secretaries, how would they write down something down that they couldn't have possibly known, like science facts that are revealed 1 year ago, or 10 years ago, or 100 years ago? They couldn't have known those facts. Somebody who knew the secrets of the universe must have told that to them. So, those 101 pieces of evidence are dictated by someone who knew the secrets of the universe. And the Bible says, this is God, because it's not human being, must be somebody who knows everything, and that's called God. Now, today we have the story of Joseph from the Bible. We might not go through the whole story today, because it's quite long, but what is the purpose of this story? Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, is a biblical person, and this is taken directly from the Bible, his story. Without any kind of difficulties, he did not lose the belief and his faith in God, but just did what he thought was right. Let's go through this, and the purpose of this is to teach us all, you, teach me, teach everyone, teach your children to imitate Joseph's faith. Because in all kinds of situations, believing in God and God's power, the results will come when you just believe, when you have faith. Joseph walked along the dark corridor, dripping with sweat from his toil, the stifling heat. Outside, the Egyptian sun was baking every brick in the place. It's baking the prison like a kiln. It seemed at this times as if he knew every brick in the place, every crack in every wall. This was Joseph's whole world now. True, he was highly regarded in Egypt, in this prison. Nonetheless, he was a prisoner. How often he must have cast his thoughts back to his life in the high rocky hills in Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, where he had attended his father's flocks, meaning sheep and other animals. He was about 17 years old when his father, Jacob, sent him on an errand, and that took him dozens of miles in several kilometers from home. Such freedom seemed almost unimaginable at that time. Explained why. Now, in those times, there were all kinds of difficulties coming further away, namely robbers and difficulties otherwise, how to handle the situations with the wildlife and everything else. But Joseph was really well doing in his work. So his father had started to like him more than any other of his brothers. And the brothers started being very jealous. Joseph's jealous brothers had turned on him with the plan to murder him with the hatred and the with murderous hatred, and then they started executing their plan. Now this time when father has sent Joseph on an errand, which was an honor and no one else could take that honor, nor have this honor, they wanted to kill him. They were so unbelievable, angry, the brothers. So they didn't really then murder him. They said to themselves, let's sell him, make some money. So he sold him as a slave to people from Egypt. He was taken down to Egypt, where he first served in the household of the Egyptian official Potiphar. Potiphar, P-O-T-I-P-H-A-R. Joseph held his master's trust until a false accusation of rape from Potiphar's wife landed him here in Egypt in the prison where he was now. This story is in Genesis chapters 37 and 39. Joseph was 28 years old now, with about the decade of slavery and imprisonment behind him. To put it mildly, his life was not turning out as he has hoped. Would he ever be set free? Would he see his dear elderly father again, or his beloved younger brother Benjamin? So Benjamin was his younger brother back in Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, and he still loved that brother. He still loved the other brothers also, even though they had betrayed him. And he was wondering how long would he be stuck in this prison. He did not know. Have you ever felt as Joseph did? Sometimes life turns out to be a far cry from our youthful hopes. Indeed, painful situations can seem to drag on endlessly, and it can be hard to see a way out or a way to endure and how to handle life situations. Let us see what we can learn from the faith of Joseph. This story goes on, and I take the whole story that you can learn to do the same. Life is not easy. Life brings sometimes difficulties that seem to us absolutely killing and that we couldn't take it anymore. But copy this Joseph behavior and you will see that God will be guiding you into a better future. God continued being with Joseph. Joseph knew that his God never lost sight of him, and this knowledge surely helped him to endure. Even here, in a foreign prison, God found ways to bless Joseph. Thus, we read God in the Bible. God continued with Joseph and kept showing loyal love to him and granting him favor in the eyes of the chief officer of the prison. This is in Genesis 39, verses 21-23. As Joseph continued to work hard, he kept giving his God a basis of blessing. How comforting it must have been to Joseph and for him to know that God was always with him, because he experienced these blessings even in the prison, favors and easier time than otherwise would be. Did God intend to let Joseph remain in the prison indefinitely? Joseph could only guess at the answer. In the same way, in your life, in difficulties, you don't know what's going to happen. Don't give up. Things will turn always around when you believe in God's help. And then you have studied the Bible and will learn more to trust to your God. Many times the difficulties in our life are making us much stronger and much more effective as a human being. And there's a saying, when God wants to give you a gift, or us all a gift, he always puts that in the form of a problem. Why? Because when we solve the problem, we become better and stronger and wiser. That's the only way for us to learn. If we don't grow, if we don't expand our horizons, we cannot learn more, we cannot be better, we cannot get stronger. That's how we human beings are. That's how we get more successful. We cannot take more success because we cannot handle it. We cannot take more difficult tasks if we don't become stronger. When we solve something, we always feel happy and we get stronger and better. That's the way to grow. So when God wants to give you a gift, he always puts it in the form of a problem. That's a statement, that's a quotation that's important to remember. So let's go on with this Joseph story. Did God intend to let Joseph remain in the prison indefinitely? Joseph really couldn't know that. He only could guess, and the answer, and he surely was, the answer was surely not all. And he surely kept the matter before his God in prayer. Every day he was praying, God, let me out from here and guide me out. As it so often happens, the answer came in a most unexpected way. That's how God will teach us all. So when you have a problem, thank and bless the problem, ask for God's guidance, and you will get the sort to the answers, how to handle, and you will then become stronger and better, and you will succeed better in the future. That's why this is this sort of story so important for us. I will finish it. There's much more to go through. And that's why this is important, because there are practical experiences, practical examples for you to copy, to understand, for me to copy, for all of us to copy, to understand that things will turn around when we go through the difficult times, that the difficult times are blessings for us to get better and stronger and wiser. And God will guide us through and guide us in His glory, in His wisdom, and we will learn from that wisdom. So this is really important. Many people, when they have problems, start thinking, I have to give up. I won't do anything. And some people say, I'm gonna kill myself. Those things don't help. The only thing that helps is to start studying the problem. Ask for God's guidance in Jesus' name. When we pray to God, we always have to pray in Jesus' name, says the Bible. It says, dear God, in Jesus' name I pray, and please guide me in these matters, what to do next. And God will always send His angels or give Himself the answer, no matter what you think. You can only experience that it will happen when you believe this, handle this, and do things the story or sources will guide us to do. I know it by experience, and you will know it by experience when you experience these things. So, as it often happens, the answer came in a most unexpected way to Joseph. One day, there was some commotion in the prison as two new inmates arrived. Those both two inmates were officers from the Pharaoh's personal staff in Egypt. Pharaoh, P-H-A-R-A-O-H, is the same as the king of a nation. It's called Pharaoh in the old Egypt. One of these two inmates was the king's chief baker. The other was the chief cupbearer. And what is so important for chief baker and a cupbearer, we have to remember this is thousands of years ago. The ancient Egyptians enjoyed over 90 varieties of breads and cakes. So what is important? So the chief of Pharaoh's baking staff was a prominent man. And the chief cupbearer, cupbearer, led also a staff of servants who made sure that Pharaoh's, the king's wine and perhaps beer and other drinks were of high quality and were kept safe from any attempt to poison the king. That was a real risk in those times. For court intrigue and assassinations were common. It was not unusual for the cupbearer to become a trusted advisor to the king. It was not uncommon for the chief baker to become advisor also to the king. So that's why those people, two people, were important. They were important, and they landed in prison. Why? The chief of the guard entrusted Joseph with the care of those two formerly prominent men. Because the chief of the guard in the prison was getting along with Joseph very well and had learned to know that Joseph was a very educated young man and was doing much better in the prison than anybody else. So that's what he had become favorite of this prison chief. So the chief of the guard entrusted Joseph with the care of those two formerly prominent men. One night, they each had a vivid and puzzling dream. When Joseph saw them in the morning, he could tell that something was wrong. So he asked the men, "Why are you so worried? Why are your faces gloomy today?" This is said, this question in Genesis 43:7. Perhaps his kindly manner assured the men that it was safe for them to reveal their troubles. Joseph did not know, but that conversation would lead to a turning point in his life. Would there have been any conversation, though, had Joseph not chosen to show a little kind concern for others, his choice may move us to ask ourselves, do I express my faith in God by showing an interest in fellow humans? I ask the same question again. The key in here is to care and bother help human beings. We have the Ten Commandments, and Ten Commandments means, in a modern language, Ten Success Laws. When Jesus was asked, later when Jesus came in the Word, what is the most important commandment? Actually, the question then expanded, what are the two most important commandments? Jesus said, number one is respect and love God. Number two is love your neighbor. And says these two cover everything else. Because all these other commandments, in a modern language, success laws, have something to do with loving God or loving your neighbor. Now, in this case, do you now see that faith in God by showing an interest in fellow human beings can be the key to many answers, to key to success in life? Because helping another person in his or her difficulties will always please God, because we show love to our neighbors. Now back to the prison. The two men explained that they were agitated by their vivid and bustling dreams, and by the fact that they had no interpreter with them. The Egyptians placed a lot of weight on dreams and depended heavily on the men who claimed to be able to interpret them. The two men did not know that their dreams had come from Joseph's God, but Joseph knew that. He assured them, do not interpretation belong to God? Relate it to me, please. This is in Genesis 48, verse 8. Joseph's words resounded and resound even today for all sincere students of the Bible. If only every religious person showed the same humility, we need to be willing to set aside prideful human thinking and to rely on God's guidance as we see correct interpretations of His Word. This is in 1 Thessalonians 2:13 and James 4:6. Read these verses and study them. We will put this text, what we go through, in the website, and you find them in a radio and TV show. You find the date, and you can find them there to follow or read. But we are going to continue next time, because our time is over. Until next time, this Joseph story is as an important example for us to learn, to adapt, for us to handle. So until next time, but start a study group with your family and apply the information. When you start study group, you will certainly get the results. And this is your host, Dr. Christian, in Jesus' name, until next time.